And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Sid Schroyer takes a tour of a place where everybody can grow food for everybody, Free Pick Unity Gardens.
On a windy, wet Wednesday morning in the middle of March, Sarah Stewart, the president and executive director of Unity Gardens, is out in the field at the main garden, 7 acres of urban farmland between Press Boulevard and Ardmore Trail near Honeywell and Beacon Heights on the west side of South Bend.
This is our flagship garden, so we are 7-acre urban ecosystem out here. And through this one, we support the neighborhood Unity Gardens. The only caveat is that it has to be diverse people coming together and freely sharing that food.
Sarah, who started 11 years ago with a single plot on the near south side, now oversees gardens that stretch from Walkerton to Granger, with most of them where she started, in the areas of the greatest need for access to healthy food, in the poor neighborhoods of South Bend. With spring fighting winter over the soul of this gray day, Sarah Stewart shows Beacon Health Sarah Walsh and Savino Rivera and me the lay of the land.
So there's all these different things. This here is a fruit forest, so literally we've got trees.
It's 9 in the morning and Sarah is shivering with us in the damp cold, but it's her energy that carries her 3 followers through the mist across the wet ground. I've had the flu, Sarah tells us, but I'm better now. For the next hour, she explains, while we walk and listen. Unity Gardens is where people come together and grow food for everyone, she says. It's not easy to count a number for everyone. It's self-serve 24/7. But the garden guides, who documented evening visits last year in the active growing season, counted over 4,000 people, and Sarah says they serve 6,200 in the programs, gardens, and classes. There are a lot more plots than the 1 or 2 you see on your standard drive around town. There's one at El Campito, one at the Islamic Center, and one at the Jewish Federation. They are at IUSB and Bethel College, at Notre Dame Center for Arts and Culture on West Washington, and at Logan Center for People with Disabilities on East Jefferson. Altogether, 46. It's a patchwork of humanity markers. Unity Gardens started by accident, Sarah Stewart says. I'm a nurse. In 2008, Sarah was also teaching her St. Mary's College students about the effects of poverty on health. On field trips to places like Hope Ministries, her students would tell folks they should watch what they eat, but then notice that choice was not in their list of daily opportunities. Sarah tells us this went on for about 6 years, and then adds, she thought, this is stupid.
Here we are in the middle of the Farm Belt, and we have our most vulnerable people cannot get healthy food. You know, and it costs what, $1 for a pack of seeds?
That's when Sarah told a homeless friend that she was considering starting a garden in the Studebaker Corridor area, near where a lot of people sleep outside. And he's like, a garden? I used to garden with my grandma. I thought, cool, they like my garden idea, Sarah says. And she remembers thinking, but wait a minute, I teach this stuff. When you are in a culture of poverty, you're not reflecting on your past with fond memories. You're not looking forward to the future with your goals and aspirations. The crisis of the moment is here and now survival. And yet, when I shared my garden idea, one person recollected on a fond memory, and another person looked forward with hope. Sarah calls it her aha moment, an empowerment model. The garden is such a great equalizer, she says. We all look a little dirty and disheveled, so the person who is homeless looks just the same as the professors who come out here to pull weeds for an hour.
So what happens when you get all these diverse people together is that other opportunities sprout, and that's the magic of Unity Gardens.
Sarah says that aha moment led her to create an email list that grew from 5 on that day to 1,200 by the end of 2008. And every year since, Unity Gardens has grown with the help of municipalities, nonprofits, and for-profits, and people who see the sense and see the value. There are now summer wellness programs, a summer camp, and potluck picnics, award-winning honey and chickens and goats, and bees in a children's discovery area.
Our statistics are showing that our kids, like in garden camp and some of our summer wellness programs, continue to have healthier lifestyles, both in eating fresh fruits and vegetables and exercise after being with us.
The annual growing summit of classes at the downtown library attracted 500 people a week and a half before my visit. Work and fundraising continues on a new community learning center. What I get out of it, she told me later, is purpose. Quality of life is intertwined with the why of our existence, Sarah Stewart says, and I feel grateful to have discovered my why. Leaving this earth better in some small way because of who I have been here is central to my spirituality. It's Sarah's life now, Unity Gardens, but she never stopped being a nurse. This is nursing, she says. Florence Nightingale would approve.
And then behind you, what you see over here is a whole ecosystem designed
for Michiana Chronicles. I'm Sid Schroyer.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.